Just before we, just in terms of Lag BaOmer, I want to mention what I feel is the most important, no show on Thursday, I believe, no show on Thursday, but what I believe is the most important, I really feel it's the Yesod, when we think about it, I saw it again in a Sefer for Moshe Melech HaKap, that it really is the point that we find by Rebbe Akiva is after the entire destruction. If you think about this, his whole life has been dedicating to teaching thousands and thousands of Talmidim, yeshivas, the greatest yeshivas, and he's built it all, until it all came to a complete standstill. Worse than a standstill, it came to a complete destruction. Everything went, and we know Chazal teach us they didn't have, they were lacking to some extent in Bodom Lechaveroi, and everything therefore wasn't to succeed, and therefore everything had to go. And this is Rebbe Akiva, this is Rebbe Shimp, and everything was the whole world came to collapse. Akiva's world came to a collapse. And the incredible thing about it is that he, when the day that Lag BaOmer, the day that it all ceased to, the people ceased to die, he managed to pull himself up and start from scratch. And he only had 5 Talmidim. You know what anticlimax it is? From 24,000 Talmidim to 5 Talmidim. It's like being from the greatest Rebbe in the world. We're having like a little, it's incredible. And then he was able to do that and not fall into depression. Most of, nowadays you would call it, you know, he would go into clinical depression and suffer from, post-trauma. Incredible. No, but he was very happy to do that. He didn't just give up. He pulled himself up and he carried on teaching. And that's probably the most important insight we can take from that. How often do we have disappointments and we're just like freezing because of that and we're not able to continue because of that? And we're too disappointed to take the good out of this. And yet he was able to, and what the irony of it is, not the irony, the climax of it all is that ultimately the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh is from those Talmidim. That's what we have nowadays. Pretty much all the Torah that we have is from those 5 Talmidim. So how to take, how to take huge disappointments and setbacks and not kind of, what? Give up, not shrivel because of that. Give up because of that. Why is that?
It's positive. Where do you see?
I always put a positive. It's always that positivity. Right. It really is a very, very, it's incredibly, incredibly important aside. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we move on with Sim Mem Gimel. We discussed yesterday the halachas of Beis HaKisei Kavua, Beis HaKisei Arai. A bit more on this, Rabbi Yisrael. Yes, with Siv Gimel defined what a Beis HaKisei Arai is, what a Beis HaKisei Kavua is. Siv Dala teaches us, Im Hem Becheikoi, what happens if the Tefillin are Becheikoi? If the Tefillin are on him, what happens if the tefillin is not actually wearing the tefillin in a regular way, but actually in chogu chagura, he's got a belt somehow in a bag in a pocket, oy bevigdoi, it's like yeah in his pocket, biyodoi muta ben lehashtin ben lefonos. Here we're learning if a person is not actually wearing the tefillin in the sense of having them on, but he's got them in a kind of in his garments, then it's permitted. Bein lehashtin, bein lefanois. Yeah. Very good. That's a very, very good question. Spot on. Your question is, this is completely in contradiction with the first Seif we learned. Because in Seif Aleph we learned, you know, urinate perhaps, but certainly lefanois is also whilst wearing the tefillin. So how come over here suddenly in Seif Dalet we're learning? No, it's not so bad. You can do it. Very good. This is a very good question. So the Mishnah actually asked that question, Seif Kot New Zayin, and these are the words. This is a head-on collision to what we learned in Seif Aleph. You cannot be, my family cannot go to the toilet with tefillin, whatever happens. They're all asking these questions. All the Achoinim, amongst them, the Taz, the Mogen Avon, the Vilna Gon, they're all asking Mr. Berlin's Kasha. And they answer, because they receive Zeub, Mivala Tumas, Yushita Acheres, Hacholik Al Hadassif Aleph. Yeah, you got the wrong end of the stick. they say, well, not really. You got mamash right down. It's just two different opinions. It's just completely different opinions. See, if Aleph is one opinion, see, if Dalet is an opinion. We sometimes find that Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he took various opinions and he collected them. Normally, we have a consistent line in the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes, we don't, because it's a collection of various Rishonim. Here, we have a contradiction. See, if Aleph we learn, you may not take the tefillin into the toilet, even if you are holding them. And if Dalet were learning, no, it's fine to have them in a bag if you're taking them to the toilet. And Mishnah Berurah said, this is two different opinions. So,
what comes
to Dalet?
Just because there's no bag,
because the Shulchan Aruch says, also the Konos Levei Sekis Yekvola Hashtim, it finished, Boresh, Gzeir Hashem Yaseh, Boim Tzrochav. It is interesting because I hear what you're saying.
It's radical to say there should be a steer in the
So what you're mentioning, I just want to add what you're mentioning is true, because Mishnah Berurah does end up, which I think it does add similar to what you were saying of the koshim bevigdo likula al muta. I don't know exactly what the garment protocol was in, but I don't exactly what they wore, but what Mishnah Berurah is telling us, if you're taking that tefillin and they are tied to your garment, then it's fine. So it looks like there is a way to actually take them in. I don't know what that means, kshurin bevigdoy.
Tied inside. Double covered, let's say.
It's kind of, that's maybe double.
It's tied in knots, so it's like a bag.
Ah, that kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, so that's, yeah, so really, what? So based on that, the Biosnod's question is a very, very good question, because then you could just distinguish between that. You said that, yeah. Yeah, it's a good horror. Hier, after the Ramo. Uweis hakisse are mutte lahashten, aber im euchsam biode osse lahashten, bei mir umme, dafür im Teufel so isem bewegdoi. Just after the Ramo. Yeah, you think that you're distinguishing between Teufel, Chagur and Teufel. Nice, very nice. It could be a good, that's an interesting pshat. The Maestro Achoinim didn't learn like that. Interesting. Yeah. So probably, yeah. Yeah, Al-Kabonim Rabbi, so we take out from here that the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it is we have got two different opinions. And what we're also taking from the Mishnah Berurah is that if it's tied and it's maybe a double bag and ish kind of thing, yeah, then it would be fine as well. See if hey Rabbi Saim, Roy Tzalikon is the Beisak is a Kavu, Alas is Trochov. Okay, if a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, Lasa is Tzrochov, to be excused, Cholzon, you take them off, Berichuk, Ab, Amois, you distance yourself 4 amas from the toilet before you're taking tefillin off. 4 amas from the toilet. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oymim Afilu B'loi Tzrochov, the Ramah says, yeah, not only if you go to the toilet, but in fact, you should always keep 4 amas away from the toilet if you're wearing tefillin. Remember, the toilets then are not adding toilets now. You don't want to walk anywhere near that whilst wearing your tefillin. You know there was no flooring and the stones and everything. It didn't look anything like what we are familiar with. So you want to keep 4 amas away. Even if you're not v'tov l'achmi, it's right to keep 4 amas away from a toilet whilst wearing tefillin.
Do we say that, again, they would work in the field and then they would have the animal...
Yeah.
Stoppings as well. So, I mean, you have to do the same there. There's with your cows and the dung and everything. What, you have to be 4 amas away.
It's such an interesting, valid point. It's a really valid point. That how do you deal? Yes, that's. Yeah, it's a very valid point. So the question asked is that we're all talking about Tzoyas Adam, but surely the same halacha should apply if you're out in the fields and the cows. They don't even have a Beis HaKisei Kavua and a Beis HaKisei Arai. The whole field becomes pretty much. So how can you wear tefillin in the fields? It's a really good question. I don't know how they did it, because you're right, one should distance oneself from that. I don't know.
I think you find that they're like cows, even though they leave mess everywhere, it doesn't have any kind of a...
So it depends which animals. It depends which animal. It's true that by some animals, we find that that soya is not considered a soya at all. We do find that by some animals, mainly by smaller mammals. But if there is if there is an odor emerging, then normally it would be a problem anywhere. Normally by...
Because those animals eat only vegetables,
there
never seems to be any smell.
Right, I don't remember now the halacha of cows and but I do believe that one has to distance oneself. Yeah. So
nowadays, if you've got a large room in which they
say situated,
does that mean?
No, that would be very different. Absolutely. And I want to just emphasize again, there's a strong argument to say that our Beis HaKiseh is not even considered a Beis HaKiseh properly. But even if it is, it's a separate, the separation is solid enough.
We think of it as this is the room.
Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Ramah continues. Going on, Beretzuah Shalahan. So if you want to take your tefillin off, what's the best way of taking tefillin off? You wrap them, unwrap them, Beretzuah Shalahan. With Ratzuas, V'ochsam B'yamino, you hold your tefillin in your right hand. B'vigdoi, K'neged Liboi. And you put it on your garment, K'neged Liboi, opposite your heart. So you wrap them and you put them by your heart. V'izoi, Shalaitei Ratzua, Yoitzez, Mitachaz Yodai Tefach. So you took your tefillin Shaliyat, you're going to the Beis HaKiseh now, and what you do is you took the tefillin Shaliyat off, so you're wrapping them around. So just make sure that you don't have a Tefach of the Ratzua sticking out. A tefach, which is that much, shouldn't be sticking out from the shloi teretzua yoitzes mitachsiyot a tefach. V'kshe yoitzei ma'achig abba amesu menichon. So you actually went, if need be, you're gonna enter that. If there's no alternative, you're gonna. So as we mentioned, you should take tefillin off before you go into the Beis HaKiseh. If there is no way, you should unwrap them as much as possible. Keep them in your garments. That would be okay to do. And make sure the Ratzua doesn't stick one tefach out. And that would be considered wrapped up. Because it's wrapped up. V'gonim Ratzua shalayin v'ochsam b'yaminu v'vigdo k'negedibu v'zor shalayin t'Ratzua v'yitzim t'Ratzua.
That's what's going on with Ratzua.
Yeah. Gordel on Ratzua.
Ratzua becomes like a
cover. Gordel on Ratzua.
In there,
too. Yeah, probably. That's what it means, probably, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's carry on and see. Vav. How you love us with tefillin, who took the Beis HaKiseh? What if a person was wearing tefillin, and he went to the Beis HaKiseh? Belaylo, by night. Oy, somoch lechshech, just before. Shkia. She'ein shus la'nichom oit. Acha she'yetzei. What happens if a person has to be excused, but he knows by the time he comes out of the toilet, it will be night already. It's not zman tefillin anymore. So then you may not do what we just mentioned now, this suggestion, this option of keeping the tefillin on to some extent. Rather, you have to take them off altogether. In other words, that we said you can keep the tefillin on wrapped up in yourself, which is an option, that option only applies if you know with confidence you're going to put the tefillin back on after there's still a mitzvah, after the Beis HaKiseh, to wear the tefillin properly, to fill a mitzvah. However, if after exiting the toilet there is no more mitzvah of tefillin, i.e. it's dark already, this option doesn't apply and you must ensure to take the tefillin off before you enter the Beis HaKiseh completely. So, there's no more time to put the on. After he's exiting the basin, he may not do this option of having him wrapped up a vigdoy, even to just urinate in the basic kisse kavua would be also. Ella, only keitzad yase. What are you meant to do? You take the tefillin off, a minichon bekli, and put it in a vessel. If the vessel has got a tefach, width, height, it's quite a big keli. Oy bekli she'ein keliim, or not, aval pi she'ein bo tefach, or if it's a keli which is not designated for the tefillin, then any size will do. For oichas akli biyodoy, he holds the kli in his hand, biyodoy v'nichnas, and he goes in. So, what we're learning now, Rabbi says as follows, if there is no fulfillment of tefillin after leaving the Pesach Kisei. So you got to take the tefillin off. Where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put them? The answer is, you're going to put them in a kli. Two options. If it's a kli which is designated for it, you got to make sure it's quite, you put it in a pot, in a box, in something which is quite, be over a tefach. And that will be due, and you take that kli, and that's how you go into the Beis HaKisei. It's a different unit, a different, how should you call it, a different area, a different dimension, a different, and that's fine. If it's a kli which is not designated for the tefillin, then it's more lenient, and then even if it's less than a tefach, you could take it in. And you go like this in the Beis HaKisei. So that's important to know. There is a way to take the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei whilst not wearing them. There is a way of taking the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei. If it's a designated kli, it's got to be at least a tefach big. If it's not designated, then it could even be less than a tefach big. And I think, probably. I was wondering, it's probably tefach on tefach, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, spot on, yeah. 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 I suppose that's a good, yeah.
The way we wrap up today, in a designated band and then a plastic bag, is that sufficient?
Let's see if Zion is a bit relevant to this. But that's in the field, but if you're talking about Beis HaKisei in the house, don't take them in anyway. At all, because you could keep it elsewhere. So, if there's an alternative place where you could keep it, a locker, key or somebody else, then this halacha doesn't apply. But you said in an airport, I suppose you can't keep it anywhere else. So what do you say? In an airport, yeah, if you take that trolley, what would you say? I think it's put on, yeah. That would probably be this halacha, that it's not designated for that, so you don't need a tefach, and it's fine to keep it into the toilet, I suppose. Anyway, it's klipis or kli.
As you were saying, is it good enough just with the bag and the outer bag, which is usually see-through?
Yeah, so see-through doesn't. Yeah, so you'd have a kli b'toch kli, and if there's no alternative, that's why
you'll have it in a suitcase.
Or yeah,
so that's like a third covering.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'd be fine. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so we'll leave Seif Ches. Now, actually, a quick one: do Seif Ches and Seif Tes. Imagine somebody goes to the toilet and he forgot he's wearing tefillin. Imagine that. Oh, I forgot. I'm wearing my tefillin. Imagine that. Okay, that tells us about his. Yeah, exactly. I suppose. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So, what I'm going to do. Cover your tefillin with your hand. Until the Amud HaRishon has a person has relieved himself the Amud HaRishon. But it shouldn't jump out because it's a danger. Shulchan Aruch said it's not healthy to just jump up. So Amud HaRishon should relieve himself the Amud HaRishon. Ve'yoytze, he goes out of the Beis HaKisei. Ve'cholzon, he takes the tefillin off. Ve'choyze, he re-enters the toilet. Venichnas, etc. So the point being over here is that if a person forgot and he wore the tefillin in the Beis HaKisei, so Amud HaRishon, go out, take the tefillin off, and go back into the toilet. Mishnah Berurah does say it is an element of sakona to jump up. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chavov, Achigmo, the Osid Achoyza, the Amud Achoyza, maybe other with the Hadroikon, the Sin Achoyza, maybe other with the Irokon, it's a Gemara. That's the way one should do it. Sif Tesaboy, Sif Randall, Sif for this evening, Mutalaroy Felika Chavichel Meraglaim Biodoy, a doctor is allowed, anybody in the medical profession is allowed to take the Avichel Meraglaim, the bed pan, is allowed to take a Biodoy in his hand, with Filin Beroshoy, while throwing it in his head, while Nefeshach Melatzmoy. But a person should, if possible, to be machmir and try to avoid that. So a doctor, if he's going to visit a choyle, he's making a house visit, and kind of he's trying to do maybe a check, a sample or something like that, he should try to take his tefillin off whilst doing the various checks on the sample. But never should be machmir if he can avoid it. That's much better. Okay, is it just a doctor? Just a doctor. Zalocha applies only for a doctor. Yes, yeah, so the answer is no. It just happens to be normally the person who's going to start investigating the urine normally is going to be a doctor or somebody in the medical profession. But of course, the same halacha applies to anybody. Person should avoid. Absolutely. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's it's very true. But what we are taking out from this simon is very in terms of halacha lemaaseh is we learn a little bit to distinguish between basic kisa'ara and basic kisa'kavua. Okay, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening. Sure.